Today's biggest stories, tomorrow's newsmakers in the capital city. Your host is Michael Cohen for the Capital City Recap on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening. I'm Michael Cohen with producer Desi Simmons. Welcome to the program. On today's show, work time and family time, they often conflict. Flex time is one of the ways workers are able to find time for both. But what do they do when companies don't have flex time policies? We'll find out. And lawmakers are off for the next 2 weeks. But before they left, both the House and Senate passed anti-bullying bills, although that hardly means bullying will disappear. What can students do when they're being victimized? I'll talk to an expert. But first, Michigan's six leading research universities coming together to create the first statewide university network in the country to provide a critical tool for business growth and attraction. The Michigan Corporate Relations Network will create partnerships to connect industry to critical university assets. MSU, of course, one of the universities involved. And Jeff Mason, Executive Director of Michigan's University Research Corridor, joins me to talk about the project. Welcome to the program, Jeff.
Thanks very much.
Now, off the bat, the University Research Corridor, what exactly is that?
So the University Research Corridor is a collaboration between the three largest Carnegie One research universities here in the state of Michigan. That includes the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, Wayne State University, and Michigan State University. And collectively, we account for about $1.8 billion in annual research and development activities here in the state of Michigan.
How would you describe the current relationship that exists between our universities and the business community?
Well, I think it's good and it's growing better. But that's one of the ways, or that's one of the reasons why we created this corporate relationship network to include not only our three institutions, but also Michigan Tech University, Western Michigan University, and U of M Dearborn. To really try to leverage the strength of these six public universities and really try to engage more effectively with the business community to help them on some of the critical needs that they have.
Now, when we talk about these critical assets the university has that would help businesses grow and attract more, more customers, what are the key assets that you would say the universities currently have that could be used more effectively?
Well, I think it really boils down to a couple of critical assets. One is talent, and that's made up of not only the students, but also the faculty. And then the second is really the research engines at these institutions and the research firepower, which includes not only the faculty, but also the labs and the equipment that exists there. And if we can better leverage those assets and help Michigan businesses, we think that's a win-win for both sides.
It certainly sounds like a win for the business community. How is the university and how are these universities going to benefit from expending their resources in these businesses?
Well, I mean, the program that was funded by the Michigan Strategic Fund and the Michigan Economic Development Corporation will help to leverage funds from the private sector and really help to take more students as interns and employees for small and medium-sized companies around the state of Michigan, leverage the research assets, and potentially connect the researchers to the businesses around the state to help them solve some of their research needs. And it really creates a win for the companies because they're able to gain access to talent and faculty and equipment that maybe they haven't been able to traditionally gain access to. And it helps universities because it puts kids to work, potentially puts more of our graduates to work here in the state of Michigan, and keeps some of these valuable assets here in the state.
So will these businesses then be funding research projects within the universities?
They will. One of the components of this network is a small company innovation program, which will essentially match small amounts of monies that the companies put in along with dollars from this grant from the strategic fund to help to solve some of the research needs of these small and medium-sized companies that might not traditionally have a large R&D budget or an R&D staff resident within their own company.
I'm talking to Jeff Mason, the executive director of Michigan's University Research Corridor. Which industries do you expect to be most impacted by this new program here in Michigan?
Well, I'm not sure necessarily we've got a sense of any particular industries. Obviously, some of the strengths of our universities in terms of research and development are in the areas of life sciences, in the areas of engineering, and the hard physical science areas. So manufacturers, technology companies, IT companies, life sciences companies certainly can benefit from this program. We also see it being targeted really the small and medium-sized companies here in the state. Certainly the larger companies in Michigan already have found access and found a way into the universities and have some pretty good relationships. We see this as an opportunity and a program really to leverage these assets of the universities for these smaller and medium-sized companies that are growing and emerging here in the state.
So the idea is that these would then potentially also lead to job opportunities for students that are doing this research?
Well, certainly one of the other programs or functions within the grant that was funded by the Strategic Fund is a small company internship program, again, where some matching dollars from the company along with from the universities will allow students to go to work for some of these companies as interns. And clearly that's one path where you see when companies hire interns, potentially they then look for permanent job opportunities and hire those students. And it's another way to get those students embedded into our Michigan companies early before they're potentially cherry-picked off by other states and companies outside the state of Michigan.
How big of a program is this? I mean, this is the first one of its kind in the country. Is that right?
It is. This network of six universities, which includes not only our three institutions within the URC, but also U of M Dearborn, Western Michigan, and Michigan Tech. The funds that we received from the Strategic Fund at the state is $1.8 million over 2 years, but that's going to leverage, we believe, at least another $1 million from the private sector and the companies that participate in this. So we think over 3 years, about $3 million will be able to get strategically placed and used for some of these activities.
Is this type of collaboration currently not happening at all, or just not happening in any kind of an extensive way?
Well, certainly we've had some collaborations, obviously, within our three institutions that make up the URC, and there are collaborations that have gone on between our institutions and some of these other universities around the state, but this is really the first time that you see a concerted effort of these six universities that account for 99% of all the patents that are produced by our public universities here in the state of Michigan, to focus on this corporate relationship network and really have a specific goal of servicing and supporting the needs of small and medium-sized companies.
I can't help but wonder, I mean, what happens then if research is being done and a patent is at issue? Would that be then held by the company that's funding the research or by the university?
Well, certainly, traditionally or quite often what you'll see is there will be a joint ownership of that intellectual property, but those are issues that the universities deal with on a pretty regular basis and have figured out ways to streamline that and make it pretty easy to operate with the companies and the universities and navigate that pretty simply.
And are there companies that are already lining up for this project?
Well, certainly we've modeled some of this after some pilots that have been done at other institutions like the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, and they've seen some tremendous results out of this where companies have taken advantage of these programs both for internships and research activities, and so we think that there's going to be some significant interest in this.
Jeff Mason, Executive Director of Michigan's University Research Corridor. Thank you very much for joining me, Jeff.
My pleasure.
And we'll be right back with more. I'm Michael Cohen. This is 1320 WILS.